General comments on the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi. Hadith number 8. I have been ordered to fight. An Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, أمرت أن أقاتل الناس حتى يشهدوا أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا رسول الله ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة فإذا فعلوا ذلك عصموا مني دماءهم وأموالهم إلا بحق الإسلام وحسابهم على الله تعالى رواه البخاري ومسلم. On the authority of Ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have been ordered to fight against the people until they testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. Establish the prayer and give the zakat. Then, if they do that, their blood and wealth will be protected from me, except in accordance with the right of Islam, and their reckoning will be with Allah the Exalted. Recorded by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. General comments about this hadith. The importance of this hadith lies in the fact that it states the grounds and purposes of Islamic combat. It also declares when a person's blood and wealth are inviolable. It also implies that a Muslim's life may also be taken if he doesn't act that calls for the death penalty according to the Islamic law. Summary points of the explanation of hadith number 8. Point 1. This religion of Islam is one that must be spread to the people. Indeed, people must even be fought in order to spread this religion. This is how important it is to spread this religion. Point 2. Once the people embrace Islam, they are no longer to be fought. Their wealth and lives become protected. Point 3. A person could possibly perform such a heinous crime that calls for his life to be taken. And point 4. Allah is the one who knows the unseen and what is in the hearts. In this world, people are to be treated according to their outward appearance. However, Allah knows who are the true Muslims and who are the insincere and the hypocrites. Hence, Allah will judge them accordingly on the Day of Judgment. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين.